Welcome back. We're on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and you're listening to Be Investable.
Are you seeing some of those industries similarly across the region and the nation, or is that anything exclusive to Michigan or any niches that we're finding here?
Well, one of the areas that certainly is strong nationally, but that plays to Michigan's strengths, is the increase in mobility investing. And that's still an area that is sort of figuring itself out. Whether a mobility startup begins in Michigan or begins in California, it's going to end up somehow doing something here.
Sure.
And so we're seeing those develop in spots along the country. Again, the Silicon Valley has several areas like Pittsburgh, some in Texas, certainly a number of them in southeastern Michigan, but they're all going to have to play here.
Yeah, they're going to definitely be coming here more. I think so. As for the ecosystem that is here, besides money, what other resources are there for them? Because a lot of times they just want the money. They're looking for, hey, I need some funding. And you and I both know that it takes a little bit more to be ready for that. So what types of programs do you like to see groups having been through or part of before they come to you? What's that step they can take before they say, hey, I'm going to come to one of the funds that you guys work with?
If somebody's a first-time entrepreneur, first-time venture-backed entrepreneur, there are a lot of good programs now that can help them to get more ready. One of the great ones is TechStars, which is a national group of accelerators, and they open TechStars Mobility in Ford Field. And it is not only a great accelerator, it's sort of become a national model for how to do an accelerator. So that's one. And then the universities have all created their own accelerators to help student and faculty to create companies. And then there's some in the community. Tech Town in Detroit is excellent. Again, Start Garden has a number of programs out in the Grand Rapids area. But there's some in just about every major city. There is a program that combines elements of helping folks with their business plan, helping them with financial modeling, and then getting them mentoring. Yeah. And all those are really vital.
There is quite a bit, actually. I always, when I'm speaking with emerging companies, I tell them how many resources are really out there, right? Outside of just the funding, how many are really there, from the Smart Zones to the iCorp programs? There's a lot of opportunities for them to get that assistance and that support before they go ask for that funding.
Right. I mean, what you don't want to do is go out and ask for funding and sort of be a ready, fire, aim.
Right.
If you get one shot often with an investor, and if you're not prepared, you can't then come back and hit them up again a while later. You've sort of blown your shot. Yeah. So it's better to be as prepared as possible before you go out and raise money.
And most people, they want to make that pitch. They want to put that pitch deck together. As we were talking about, a lot of those resources can help them get ready for that moment, or that time we're talking about is putting that all together.
Absolutely. And there are folks, it's free in most places. You know, here we have a New Enterprise Forum in Ann Arbor. All they do is train entrepreneurs on how to pitch. And as I say, most major towns have those kind of resources available.
And those work out great. They get the training, they get the resources ready. So when it is time to actually make that pitch, their chances of success only go up.
Right.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about Tech Town. You've done some stuff with Tech Town. Tech Town's, can you explain for some people what that is in the community? So that's in the Detroit area, but what does Tech Town serve as it relates to the bigger picture?
Right, so Tech Town is based really in the Wayne State campus area of Midtown, and it has a number of elements, one of which is a co-working space, and I think there are probably about 150 companies that work out of there, and people have as little as part-time on a desk or as much as sort of a cordoned-off area for themselves. And it's an opportunity to not only work on your startup, but to be surrounded by other people, and really the collisions among startups create opportunities to learn. But they also have mentorship there, they have access to capital, sort of all the elements necessary for startup companies. And the startup companies can take advantage of all of them, some of them, you know, the resources available. And that's a pretty indicative, it's a particularly strong one, but it's indicative of what's available in other places.
And that's why I asked you about it, is I know you were the chair on the executive committee and still are. And so I want to bring that one up. Each city, as you alluded to, has some great resources like that. It's just a matter of where you are geographically, just finding the right location and then getting plugged in is really the key. So I think that along those lines is that we do have a lot of emerging companies on here, and we even have some companies that are, you know, what I would define as successful that are really growing. But you've been to the rodeo a few times, you got a lot of experience. What would be your advice for these entrepreneurial type companies, these innovative type companies, as they look to grow their businesses?
So, you know, there's various stages of growth, and I would say there are some general rules for each of them. One of them is, and for the entrepreneur, is to put the company first. And sometimes that makes decisions, that causes us to make decisions that maybe are uncomfortable personally. And, you know, it may be something as simple as giving up control of some items of the company if it's for the good of the company. It's also not to get too worried about bringing in investors in a negative way. Some owners are so concerned about the valuation of their companies that they will turn off investors mm-hmm. because they're worried about losing some financial control of their company. And that kind of decision is more an ego-driven decision.
And with that, we're gonna take a quick break to talk with one of our sponsors. Once again, this is Michael Melfi on the Michigan Business Network, and you're listening to Be Investable.